you through a few things and what the Lord has been laying on our hearts. And I want to start with sharing just a few things that John Andrews, I don't know who of you heard him on Convergence, he shared with us on the Monday morning in a leadership session that he had with all the leaders after Convergence. And he said something that I thought was very profound, and it tied into me in this season that we are in, walking and growing in love and obedience. And it is the relationship between vision and values, and that these two cannot be separated from one another. And just a few things he shared with us, and he said that vision communicates the where we are going, and that is very important, right? It's important to know where we are going and where we are heading, but equally important is the how we will get there. We can be aiming for something, and when only 10 of us reach the goal, I don't know if that is success. Successful would be for me if we all walk and we all attain the prize and get to the goal. Does that make sense? So the where is very important, but the how is equally important. And the how is concerning our values. It's the things that we hold dear to us. Okay, so vision is the way we are going, but the values is the how we will get there. And he said something profound. He said, vision brings us together, but vision will not keep us together. What will keep us together is the values that we cultivate ultimately in this house. All right? And we shape that. We shape the culture of this house. It is in our hands to decide what the culture of this house is going to be like. And culture is extremely important because culture is the ground in which we grow in. Culture is the ground in which we grow in. So it's important for us to think about the culture. It is not only the vision, it is not only the where we are going, but it is equally important the how we will get there. Right? So the vision is the where. Now, our vision is to reach nations and generations through disciple making, leadership development, and church planting. And I love this. We want to reach nations and generations through disciple making. And I'm thinking about Matthew 28. I think we're going to have it up on the board. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I'm with you always to the end of the age. So it's so beautiful. Jesus gives us the great commandment, and they speak about the great commission. The great commandment is that we love God and love one another. And the commission is that from that place we go out into the world, right? And when I look at Scripture, the highest value that I see in Scripture is love at the end of the day. Because Jesus says, this is how the world will know that we are His disciples, by the love that we have for one another. So love in this house is of the utmost importance. So what is a value? John Andrews defined it very well. I think he said, a value is a core belief expressed in the way that I behave. And he said, if I don't behave it, I don't believe it. If I don't behave it, I don't believe it. And I know all of you are thinking to James, right? Faith without works is dead in the end of the day. He says, if I don't behave it, I don't believe it. He says, at the end of the day, my behavior is my belief system. And this is important for us because this will guide us and this will protect us as we journey together. Right? This will hold us together. This will protect us as a family as we journey together. Now, this morning, I want to say we were trusting the Lord to make disciples and reach the nations. But equally important, we are trusting the Lord to reach Wellington. Many times we want to go to the nations and we want to go do something there that we're not doing here. And that is hypocritical. I found myself, I think it was a few years back, and the Lord convicted me of this, that I go into mission mode when I go on outreach. Fasting, praying, and we go and then we come back and that stops. Now, I know there's preparation always in my going, but I just had a sense that the Lord is convicting me of living a life and getting caught up in the mundane things in life, and that it stole from me quite a lot. And I'll get into that in a moment. So I just want to hold these two things before us. Vision is very important. It's where we are going. Okay, so we are embarking on a journey together. If I believe that the Lord adds to His church, okay, so. A good question for you is, it's a good question to ask yourself, am I convinced to the fact that the Lord added me? I'm added to this house by the grace of Jesus Christ. But I'm added to this house for a purpose. I'm added to this people to journey with this people and to journey with this house. That is why church membership is a big deal for us. We want to know who is added and who is not. The relationship must be defined somewhere. And somewhere, I said it last week, somewhere we have to decide how important the relationships in this room is to us. If these are the people that I'm called to love, and that love for the people in this room is to be my testimony outside, I need to decide how important are these people that surround me today. That I'm called to journey together. Does that make sense? Okay, to journey together. Okay. So we are trusting the Lord, not only the where, but the how, the values, and the value of love, to grow in the value of love. In Galatians 5 verse 6, I love this, Paul writes, and he says, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision or uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love." I think we're trusting the Lord that our expression of His faith through love will be the thing that we aim for. That our faith will be expressed through love. And love is a loaded word. It is a loaded, loaded word. And it's something that we started to embark on about 4 or 5 months ago, that the Lord started to speak to us. He spoke to the Valley, Church of the Valley, about love. He spoke to us about love at Convergence. And we want to be a people that is known for our love. Right? That is known for our love. We said last year, or last week, we can fight against fear, or we can fight for love, because love casts away fear. And so many times, we South Africans, we fight so hard against what we do not want to be, that we forget to fight for actually what do we want to be. The world outside, we can choose what will shape us. We can choose with what spirit we will align ourselves. At this very moment, our country is submitting under a spirit of fear. And you can open up Facebook and it won't take you long to see that. But we as the church can decide with which spirit are we going to partner with. The spirit of fear or the spirit of Jesus Christ. The spirit of fear that is hopeless, or the spirit of Christ that is full of hope, full of power. Right? We've been speaking a long time about being the prophetic voice, and I think it's now more than ever, it's time for the church to be the voice of Jesus Christ. In the situation that we're currently in, with all the murders and everybody speaking out about it and stuff like that, man, my heart is filled with hope. Because Jesus Christ is the answer for each one of us. He's the answer to our fear. He's the hope that we need. Amen? Right? I just want to say that because I don't want this house to submit under a spirit of fear. But we want to submit under the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Amen? So we've got vision and we've got values. We've got the way we are going. We want to make disciples, and we want to trust the Lord that we will disciple the nations, and we will disciple Wellington, and we will reach people ultimately. But the how we do not want to put that aside as something second or less important. We want to say it's equally important the how we do it, do things. And that is where we want to grow in. We want to grow in love. We'll get into that in a second. Now, this armband is only as a reminder. The Lord has been speaking to us about moving into apostolic space, and for the church to move into a space where we understand that the Church of Jesus Christ has a calling and has a purpose, and it has a purpose to bring Christ into towns, into valleys, into countries, and into nations. The Church of Jesus Christ has a mandate to be the salt of the earth and the light to a dark world. To be fearless when everybody is ridden with fear. To be full of love when everybody is full of hate. To be the word of hope when there's hopelessness in the country and in our situations. And the Lord has been just speaking to us about this, living as a sent one. Now, there is a mandate that we as the church cannot get away from. In John 17, verse 18, Jesus, in his high priestly prayer, he says to the Father, "As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world." Then Jesus goes to the cross, he dies and is resurrected. And in John 20, verse 19 to 23, Jesus appears to the disciples. They are in the upper room, or they're in a room, and the doors are locked because they're scared of the people. And Jesus appears to them. And I always think to myself, he says to them, "Peace, peace to you." And I think they were scared already, right? And now Jesus comes walking through the wall. You just see them banging, trying to get the door open from the inside. And Jesus says to them, "Peace to you." And then he says something very profound to them. He says to them, "As the Father sent me, so I send you into this world." As the Father sent me. And this is the mandate of the Church of Jesus Christ. As the Father sent Jesus, so he is sending us. Now here's the problem that I found in my life. I get stuck in a rut with the mundane, everyday doing of life. Taking out the trash. Somebody must change the nappies. Feeling overwhelmed. Just getting through the day. Just getting through the week. Just wishing it passed. Just getting all the bills paid and stressed about what I cannot pay. There's these things that try and pull us together. And to a certain extent, I think that it has stolen from us vision, and it is stolen from us the mandate that Jesus Christ has given us. If I believe that Jesus is sovereign, and if I believe that he predestined me and called me in himself, I want to go to this point to tell you, how would our lives look if we believed that Christ himself predestined and sent us to Wellington? How would our lives look? How would your work look if you go to work convinced of this, that Jesus Christ sent you to work where you are working? Does that make sense? I can go in the morning and say like, "Oh, nog 'n dag." Or I can go, "Lord, I thank you for my work. I'm convinced that you sent me here. And I'm convinced that your grace is perfect in my weakness. I'm convinced that I have received everything I need for my mission to go into this work, Lord. I believe that my work is my mission field, Lord. I believe what your word says, that the saints must do the work of the ministry, that I'm the salt of the earth, the light of this dark world." I believe our worlds will start looking different. And that is what we are sensing Jesus is calling us. How would Wellington look if we go and live in it as if Christ himself sent us to this place? That he has predestined us to live here. That he has predestined us to work where we are working. How would our faith be expressed through love there? Does that make sense to you guys? And I wish I can give you a 10-point plan. I don't know. We in faith want to say we are stepping into apostolic space and we are starting here. That we are convinced that God is sovereign, that God has called us to be in Wellington, that God has called us to be together for a purpose, and that God has called us to do something and to journey together as a house. And that church is not only Sunday getting together and then I go on with my life the next day, but my life is my mission field. That's my ministry. Right? Who of you guys know everybody in this room is in the ministry? Like Chris Valentin always says, you might suck at it, but you are in it. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you are in the ministry. Okay? We have reduced it to somebody that is in front or the guy that works at the office, at the church office. It's so much more than this. It is each one of us in our workplace. How would Wellington look if we live as if Christ sent us here? Living as a sent one to this place. But we have to make a few choices, I believe. We must first of all choose if we believe that. And I want to tell you, God is much better at working out your situation than you are. I don't care how it came to be that you live in this town. But I want to say to you, I don't think it's that's per toeval. Coincidence. That you live in this town and we are together. I don't believe it's coincidence. Right? But I believe we've got a few choices to make. If we want to enter apostolic space, if we want to enter the call of Jesus Christ. And we've said it a few times, somewhere a generation must believe that it is possible. Somewhere we must believe this. And we must make the choice, do I believe that Jesus sent me here? Do I believe that Jesus added us together and that I'm a part of this house? Do I believe this? And then we need to choose with what spirit are we going to side with. You know, things from Jesus' perspective look very much different than the perspective of the world. If you go on Facebook, you'll hear the perspective of the world. It's hopeless. You know, go away. Go to another country. Whatever, whatever, whatever. I say, let's rather be here and believe that Jesus sent us here and be the voice of hope and the voice of Christ in a time like this. Let us choose in conversations if we are going to side with a spirit of fear and joy, all the fearful talk, or side and realign ourselves with the spirit of Jesus Christ that is full of hope. Says we know our answer. Right? The Lord, He is greater than this. He can deliver us. Right? I believe the time has come for this. For us to live here as if Christ has sent us here. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive an inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Right? So this is where this comes from. We want to journey together and ask the Lord to reveal to us, how does this look? How does apostolic space look? How will it look if I live as a sent one in Wellington and in my work? Many of us have spoken of our work, it's a dead-end job. I'm telling you, it's not. Not if you're a follower of Jesus. Maybe it's small, maybe you feel it's insignificant what you're doing. I mean, take your loaves and your fish and give it to Him. And just see. See what He wants to do with this. Now, practically, I just want to put two places in, practically shape the picture for you guys. So, practically for us, it means, we want to grow, each one of us want to grow in Christ, amen? Each one of us want to grow. Now, we've got a, what's verantwoordelikheid? Responsibility. We've got a responsibility to help our brothers and our sisters grow and to love them. And then we've got a responsibility to reach the world. Okay. So there's a growth in this house that we are going to be called to. We are going to be called to grow together and to grow in love together. Right? And then we're trusting the Lord that we will live as sent ones from here, compelled by love and moved by compassion to the broken world to reach them. So it is in the family, it's between me growing, it is helping my brother and my sister grow, and then it is reaching the world out there. I think maybe we must, all of us right in top of our doors on the inside, just you are now entering the mission field when you walk out your front door. Just to remind us. But do you see that we get into this mundane thing and we lose purpose? We lose hope. The why I am here, it starts dying. And I'm looking always, people are looking for something to fill it. So I start being busy with just planning vacations or just doing the next thing because I need this purpose. And it's just never enough. Enough is never enough in this world. I think it's Proverbs 9:11 says that he who waters will be watered himself. The most fulfilling thing that we can do is to do something for somebody else. Right? And we want to grow as a family. We want to grow in healthy love. As single people, as people in relationships, romantic or friends. We want to grow in marriage. We want to grow as parents with our kids. So we want to trust the Lord that next year we can create some platforms where we can grow together in these areas. We want to encourage you guys to slot into a small group. Our small group system, small groups is our primary place of care where we get to know one another, where we do life together, and where we learn to love one another. I want to encourage you guys to get something to do on a Sunday. Go and speak to Peter. There's a lot of stuff to be done. And I want to encourage the house, and if you're not serving, to start serving. Start doing something for somebody else. It's a great platform to build relationship, to belong, to become a part of the family. And I must just say that I love the servant heartedness of this house. I love it. I think this morning we were about 50 people just running around here doing stuff and helping. So I really appreciate it. It's beautiful to see that in this house. And we want to trust the Lord that we will grow in this. And trust the Lord that we will grow in love. And listen, guys, I want to encourage you. Don't wait until the angel appears to you. Okay? Let's just not over-spiritualize this. If you like to do something, go and do it. Okay? And if you haven't heard something and an angel hasn't appeared in 5 minutes, go and serve at the kids' church. Okay?
Amen.
Amen. And I really want to, I just want to stand still here for just a moment. And I really want to ask this house to help us out. And the kids' church. We are doing what we're doing today for them. We will be short-sighted if we come here every day and just want to give our kids away for the kids' church so that we can have a nice time in here. We are doing it for them. A third of our attendance on a Sunday is kids. And we're really trusting the Lord for this. And I'm also happy to announce that Marilei is coming to the church office beginning next year so that we can really trust the Lord for our kids to grow. And we want to give dedicated people. Can we just, yeah, give her a hand. We're very excited that she's coming. We're really trusting the Lord for our kids to grow. We're trusting the Lord that we as a house will grow financially so that we can get hands on people for youth so that our kids can be looked after. Okay, so your sowing into this house means something. It means something to us. We're trusting the Lord for hands to reach so that we can disciple our kids and disciple the youth. And for us as parents also to grow. And how do we disciple our kids at home in godly families? Okay. So nobody has seen an angel yet. So just go and speak to Peter if you want to serve on a Sunday. And come and speak to Marilyn and Wendy for Kids Church. And then just another practical thing. There's a lot of prophecies over Wellington concerning a place of equipping and sending. And we felt it in our heart to take a step of faith in this direction. And we're going to start next year a gap year called Send One. And we're trusting the Lord for the whoever wants to grow and be equipped to live as a sent one. It's going to be more like a focused discipleship gap year that we're going to introduce, and it's not going to be separate to the journey that we as a congregation are going on. It's going to be it's going to align with one another. That as we grow as living a sent one, if there's people or kids that want to give a year of their life and come and serve and grow and be taught in how to do this, we want to include them. We're going to. Next year, we're going to start off giving out Monday evenings. We're going to put out for almost like a Monday evening Bible school classes that we're going to grow theologically in what it means to be a sent one and some biblical important topics that we want to grow in. I'm going to search the scriptures together to grow. So we're going to give you some more news about that. If you know about somebody that wants to come and do a gap year, please come and speak to us, and we would love to get in contact with them. So that's just a few practical stuff. So I want to encourage us to give ourselves to the relationships in this room so that we can grow in love and deepen in love. And let's trust the Lord that we will live as sent ones out there. That as we grow here, it will be the love of Jesus Christ that compels us. Okay? I'm not speaking about works. I'm speaking about trusting the Lord to change our hearts and our desires, to feel what He feels, to see what He sees, to hear what He says, and to be compelled and moved when the Spirit of the Lord moves us to our work and to people outside. Does that make sense? Right? I think it's a journey that we want to embark on, that love will compel us, and that we will have, at the end of the day, a transformational impact in the areas that we work and the town that we live in. There's a loud voice of fear, you know, ramping, and we are just at a stage where we cannot choose to side with that. So what we're trusting the Lord for is just a realignment today, that we realign ourselves with Jesus Christ and with His purposes as a house. And we want to take a moment for that. And like I said at the beginning, we don't want to give you vision or the way we want to, the direction we want to move in. We don't want to do it with emotional hype. I want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to your heart. I cannot convince you. We cannot convince you to do this. But the Holy Spirit is the best one. I want you to live out of conviction. I want you to move out of conviction, out of obedience, because of love, that your faith be expressed through love in your families, at your workplace, in the house of the Lord. So, Shofar Wellington, I just want to ask you this morning, if you have a witness in your heart this morning concerning this, that you want to grow in what it means to live as a sent one, if you have lost hope or purpose in your life, and you just feel that today you want to realign yourself again with the purposes of Jesus Christ, His body and His purposes in the world, that you want to realign yourself into the sense also that you will bring your mind and your body as a living sacrifice, so that your mind may be renewed and my mind may be renewed to see things as He does and to think about things as He does and to receive grace for us to live as sent ones as we walk out of this place, right? If you have a witness in your heart about that, I just want to invite you to stand. Daar is geen druk nie. We just want to take a moment just of consecration to ask the Lord that He will grace us that this is possible. This is possible. It is possible for us not to live in fear. It is possible for us to live as if Jesus Christ has sent us here. It is possible for my mind to be renewed. It is possible for me to walk away from all that negativity, those thoughts that have taken me captive, that I seem not to be breaking out of. It is possible. By the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is possible. It is possible. Lord, so as we take this moment of consecration, Lord, thank You that You look on this house and You see our hearts, Lord. Father, we believe that we have been called according to Your purposes and Your plans. We believe, Lord, that You predestined us to be in Wellington, to live in this town, to live in the street where we live in, to live in the house that we are living in. Lord, we believe that You have caused us and predestined me to work where I am working. And Father, today, for every negative word that we have spoken of our work and our circumstances, Lord, we repent of that today. We repent of siding with the world and with fear and negativity, Lord. And Lord, I ask by your grace and the grace of your Holy Spirit that you will realign us today with your spirit of hope, Lord, that we are here for a purpose and a plan. Lord, for every person that got stuck in the mundane, everything, and hopelessness, surviving, and stop living. Lord, I pray by your grace that you will take us out. Lord, I thank you for a great exodus out of that place, Lord, to the tree of life, Lord, to the place where we can truly live, Lord, and taste and see that you are good. Not someday, but today, Lord. Thank you that you say that today is the day of salvation, and today is the day of change, Lord. And today and this moment, Lord, is a holy moment for us with you, Lord, to say that we want to side with you and we want to realign ourselves with you and our whole being, Lord. Our thoughts, our will, our emotions, our physical body, Lord, we want to bring it in line with who you are. And we want to submit it fully to your plans and your purposes, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, will you right now come and just restore hope, hopelessness, and purpose in each heart, Lord. Father, thank you that you have graced each person here to do this, Lord, to live as a sent one, Lord, to be salt in this world, to be light in this dark world, Lord, to be that, to be your ambassadors where we are living. And Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that we base our going on a deep and an intimate relationship with you and with one another, Lord. Father, I pray that we will be moved by conviction and compassion and love, Lord, when we go. Lord, I pray that you will grace us to grow in love in this house, Lord, to give ourselves to the relationships that is around us, that you called around us, that you caused around us, Lord. Lord, we want to bring our busy lives before you, and I want to ask for your grace on that, Lord. I want to ask, Lord, for moments to stop and to consider, Lord. Lord, where you have taken second, third, fourth, and fifth place in our lives, our standing today, Lord, is a standing of repentance and a realignment. Lord, to say that we want you to be number one in our lives, that you are the Lord and that you are King, and that we submit fully to you, Jesus Christ. Fully to you, Jesus Christ.